This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. On his first full day in office, President Barack Obama wrote a memo to department heads instructing them to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests promptly and in a spirit of cooperation. Disclosure, Obama wrote, should be timely. And soon after, the CIA finally released material that had been requested by the non-governmental, non-profit National Security Archive 20 years ago. The National Security Archive, which files up to 2,000 record requests a year, reported this month that the delayed release shows exactly what's wrong with FOIA. Yvette Chin, the archive's FOIA coordinator, says the documents themselves are mostly old news, in part because Congress had investigated Iran-Contra long ago. Those records focus on Manachar Gabanafar, an important figure in the Reagan-era Iran-Contra affair.
He's an Iranian-born businessman who was ultimately integral in transferring arms during the Iran-Contra affair. He also later provided intelligence. The National Security Archive, my organization, has been filing FOIAs for the last 25 years, and it actually got its start looking for documents about the Iran-Contra affair. So this is very much an old one for us.
So let me see if I've got this right. The National Security Archive, someone there opens the mail one day, and here is the response to a FOIA request sent 20 years ago? Is that what happened?
Absolutely. And I wish I could say that that was unusual, but it happens all the time.
Were you able to figure out what happened in the intervening two decades?
We received three pieces of correspondence from the CIA. One of them was soon after we had filed the request to actually acknowledge the receipt of that request. But then we received two letters, one in 1992 and one in 2003. And in both cases, the CIA did not seem terribly interested in the processing of the request, but rather looking for a clarification about how they should levy fees on us in order to process the request.
Do I understand correctly that the CIA has released a document to you with more material blacked out than was blacked out in the same document that has been a matter of public record since 1987?
That's correct. When we received a new version, there were more redactions to it. This is kind of an ongoing problem. The United States government often reclassifies material that is already available in the public domain. In a lot of ways, it's a lot like putting toothpaste back into the tube.
Was there anything in the ultimate response from the CIA that was particularly revealing about Gabanafar's role or anything else that happened in those days?
Some of it had already been in the public domain for a fair amount of time. Some of the material was actually released as a result of Congress's investigation into the affair. But really, there weren't any smoking guns in this particular release. But on the other hand, there's also an unknown quantity of material that the CIA continues to withhold.
So maybe there's all sorts of revealing, incriminating detail in there that you may never see.
Exactly. And that's a real problem because we don't even know how much is being withheld in this case.
Isn't the law fairly explicit about timeliness, that the agency is expected to respond quickly and if it is unable to fulfill the request, to explain why?
At the moment, an agency is supposed to respond to a request within 20 days, not just acknowledge the receipt of the request, but actually fulfill the request. Now, in some ways, those expectations might be a little high. However, waiting 20 years is very different from waiting 20 days.
There was nothing in that letter that said, oh, sorry, this slipped between the cracks.
There was one line that basically thanked us for our patience for, I believe the letter says, an extraordinary length of time.
Is it possible to work the refs? In other words, to complain about this call so that you'll get the break on the next one?
Well, we certainly wouldn't want to use this example to get favor, but I think it's really important to shed light on the fact that there's a systemic problem with FOIA processing, and this is just one example.
Now, you guys are constantly filing such requests. I wonder if you've noticed any change in the Obama administration compared to its immediate predecessor.
We certainly see changes in the horizon that we view positively. But in terms of the day-to-day processing and the day-to-day operations, I don't see too much change. In my position at the National Security Archive as FOIA coordinator, I can look for patterns in how agencies behave. I'm seeing a little bit more in terms of customer service, checking in on requests, but generally speaking, in terms of massive releases of information, I'm not quite seeing that yet.
Yvette, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yvette Chin is the FOIA coordinator for the nonprofit National Security Archive.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.